My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to our PAPL on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Mike Graber provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello and welcome. Thanks again for turning into our show. And I want to thank those who've been loyal listeners for the last few years since we started the show. I actually had an individual call me this week and ask some questions and said that they've been listening every week for a couple of years. And I just want everyone to know we appreciate you taking time to tune in for the information that we have. You know, it's normal for we humans to get caught up in our busy lives and from time to time let important things slip. And that's especially true, I think, for me when we're dealing with a lot of different aspects of life. And one of those areas can be our preparation for retirement. We can forget about or overlook a key detail here and there. And when we do, that can be potentially costly. So today, our show is about retirement reminders. You know, one of the goals here at Compass Retirement Advisors is to keep in front of you some of the key retirement planning issues and concepts and ideas. We want those to be fresh in your mind. And at times, you know, it can be several weeks or months between Tony and I, you know, mentioning a key retirement planning concept. And as they say, you know, out of sight, out of mind, and we don't want that for you. We want to highlight some of those keys today that we want you to remember whenever you review your retirement plans, when you think about your retirement plans and strategies. We hope that some of the things that we cover here pop into your thoughts, and you look to make sure that you've addressed those. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to hit some high-level ideas without a lot of detail, but again, just to kind of jog your memory and keep these in there. But let's welcome Tony Shore, and it is always good to have Tony along in the co-pilot seat here of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. So, Tony, thanks for being with us again today, buddy.
Well, it's great to be here, Mike, and you've got a great topic lined up for us. I want to thank you again for having me on the show. Love doing this each week with you, Mike. And thank you to our listeners out there who are tuning in. And boy, you're a popular guy, Mike. I know you do these dinner workshops, these educational workshops on various topics to help educate people with their finances, usually at someplace nice, like the Schnitzelbach. But You've had so many respondents. You've got a waiting list going for attendance. They're no charge, but you've got a waiting list that you've created, right?
Yeah. We just finished two meetings here, Tony, April the 4th and April the 9th, and we had lengthy waiting lists for both. And I don't know if there's something different, but you know, usually we hold our attendance at a number that we think is small. But we are more than double the attendance this time around. And for those of you who are on the waiting list, you know, you got a phone call and we'll talk to you one-on-one following up. So, yeah, it's been quite busy. There's a lot of things happening, it seems, you know, in the financial world that people are watching closely. And, yeah, we had double the respondents to these last two events, Tony. So, And a big part of that, I think, you know, people are looking for second opinions. Some people don't have any plans at all. They're seeing things in the news. So I think it was just very, very timely. And, you know, today's information is kind of geared, you know, toward that. You know, keep some things in our mind as things come up that deal with retirement and the yeah. financial landscape here in the United States. So,
right.
yeah, it was quite a couple of weeks. We usually yeah. do those on a Thursday night 1 week and the Tuesday the following week. So
you had a great waiting list. You had such a great response. And so I know you'll do more of those in the future, and we'll yep, be letting yep. our listeners know about those. But, you know, regarding today's topic, I think it's so easy for people to lose sight of key details, and even more likely when you're dealing with something that's out of your normal line of thought for the day, your wheelhouse. So a lot of details go into creating a sound retirement income plan, as you've explained before. So I know today's show is going to be a good reminder of that. I'm looking forward to what you have for us today, Mike. Not an exhaustive list, but a key, right? So where do you want to begin?
Yeah, we're going to take a look at things, you know, from my perspective, some of the things that I think are just critically important. And the first one is, let's just define, you know, what is a retirement plan? And obviously, it can be different things to different people. But for me and from my perspective as a retirement income planner, I think that the plan, first of all, it has to be in writing. And if it's important enough, you got to write it down. And that's how important I think, you know, the retirement plan is. Your life is going to be driven by the assets and the financial strategies you put in place. And with this plan in writing, I think it should include, you know, projected income streams. And it has to deal with potential issues that can crop up, you know, along the way that can, you know, impact the income. And as I've said so many times, too often the only thing that people have to show for a, quote, plan, you know, is some account statements that show account balances. There's no income projections. There's no asset coordination. There's no consideration for, you know, some of the potential issues that one, you know, might expect to come up that we have to deal with along the ways of retirement. And, you know, there's that Murphy's Law thing that says, you know, the things that can go wrong do go wrong. And I actually had a call this week, and it fit into that Murphy's Law category. Had a client call and say that their house was sinking. Of all things to face during
what?
Retirement, that their house was sinking.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they have a major financial expenditure. They're going to have to fix it. And, you know, your homeowner's policy doesn't cover that. But fortunately for this family, you know, they had a really nice contingency reserve or emergency fund built up and allocated as part of their retirement income plan. So they'll be able to handle this, and it's not going to impact their monthly income. But that's just an example of something that we don't think can come up, but, you know, it does at times. And I also see a lot of, you know, plans, for lack of a better word, you know, the account statements, as I said, aren't plans, but the income's not coordinated. And to me, that leads to many potential questions. And here would be one, you know, what are the tax consequences on your Social Security income when the required minimum distributions kick in? And how do you deal with that? What's the impact if your RMDs kick in and now you've got to have more of your Social Security going on your 1040? One of those possibilities, you know, might lead some retirees to put a plan in place and draw down the value of those IRAs in the early years of retirement, put off starting Social Security until later. You know, reduce the balance in the IRA plan so that when you do have to take the RMD, it's not as big. If it's not as big, perhaps it'll make your Social Security, the amount that you have to pay tax on, that number smaller. And in my experience, it's just some planning and those types of things that we don't see a lot. You know, and as I've said over the many shows, when somebody walks in and shows me their plan, it's just several account statements, it's very unlikely that there's been that type of income planning and coordinating. When do I take income from this asset? When do I take income from that asset? How does it impact the taxes? How does it impact Social Security? And most of the time, there's just a real lack of there being a comprehensive strategy, and the income sources aren't coordinated, and people wind up and pay more in tax than they should. So I think to start off the show today, the first reminder I want to make for everybody is you need to have a plan, and I think that plan needs to be in writing, and it needs to be comprehensive, and it needs to deal with the likely issues that you're going to face over 20, 30 years of retirement for you and for your spouse.
One of the cornerstones I know of your work there at Compass Retirement Advisors centers around the federal debt issue. You bring it up, you talk about it a lot, and the potential for tax rates to increase as a result of that. I'm sure that's got to be a part of this, right?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. It's almost my favorite retirement topic to talk about. More than any other issue, the impact that taxes can have on our nest egg. You know, if we overlook that, I think we're going to have some negative impact. And we said a few weeks ago, Ed Slott, the pretty famous qualified plan guru, believes that taxes will be the issue that separates Americans from their retirement savings, more so than any other event that can arise. And I would add from my two cents here, with the exception of long-term care expenses. But here are the totals right now as of our show. Federal debt totals are $36.8 trillion. The number I'm more concerned about is the unfunded liabilities. Those are the promises the government has made for various government programs, federal pensions, etc. That number now exceeds $214 trillion. Part of the repercussions of that type of debt is that Social Security is anticipated they'll run out of funds in 2033. That's according to Maya McGinnis's team at the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget. And Medicare will exhaust its balance that they have on hand by 2028. That's just 4 years away. And that was actually reported on CNN on February the 9th. Now, this is unless Congress steps in and acts first. This doesn't mean that these systems, these programs are going to cease to exist, but something's got to give. And I believe we're going to see a combination of higher taxes and adjustments to how benefits are calculated in these many government programs. So what can we do about that as people who are retired or were planning to retire? Well, we need to take it into consideration. We need to have a plan that protects our savings from the likelihood of higher tax rates in the future. Now, it takes time to develop and implement the type of plans that we're talking about. And that's why we encourage people who are inside a 10-year window to retirement to give us a call and let's start looking at the issue. We've talked about this issue numerous times on the show, so we're not going to go into a lot of detail today. But listeners, here's the question. If you have most of your retirement savings in accounts that have not yet been taxed, I think that those accounts could be the proverbial setting duck for what's going to be coming in just a few years as Congress works to address the Social Security issue, as they work to address the Medicare issue, and whenever they are forced to finally deal with the debt, they're going to need more revenue. And accounts that have never been taxed before, I think, are a likely target.
Yeah.
Let's jump to Social Security now. I think the reminder for today is make sure you take the time to understand the various claiming strategies that impact your Social Security decision, and then understand how your decision can impact your surviving spouse. That is certainly an area where unintended consequences can be seen, especially if there's a large difference in your monthly check compared to your spouse. So, you know, take the time, make sure you understand the various claiming strategies. And, you know, this is where coordinating income is key, because at the death of one spouse, we're going to lose one of the income amounts from Social Security. What does that look like in your income plan when all of a sudden one of the Social Security checks isn't coming in for your survivor? So, again, be familiar with all the details for Social Security and how a decision can impact your surviving spouse.
What do you have for us next, Mike?
Well, let's talk about the QLAC. QLAC stands for Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Let's get that back on everyone's radar. In my opinion, too many retirees who do not need the income from their IRA, they go ahead and take it at their standard RMD age. But you know, if you don't need the income, why pay the tax if there might be a better option? And at least consider a QLAC, again, Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract, as a possible tax strategy there. You can actually defer part of your IRA RMD from, let's say you're 73 is where you should be now. You can actually defer that to age 85. You can move $200,000 to the QLAC. And again, this could be a key strategy when it comes to reducing the amount of tax that you're paying. And again, when you're coordinating income from all these various assets you might have, you know, why take more income that you don't need and pay tax on it if it puts you in a higher tax bracket and maybe forces you to you know, pay more tax on your Social Security income or on your overall income? So, yeah, keep that qualified longevity annuity contract concept in your mind. If you're one of the individuals that's taking an RMD and you don't really need the income, I think you may be able to reduce your current income tax.
There you go. That's it. Taxes always play a part. And so it's how you deal with them. And I can assure you, this isn't an area where I've heard a lot of discussion about anyway out there. So I'm glad you mentioned QLACs today. And certainly it isn't the first time.
Yeah, we talk about it periodically. I think it's a planning tool that is definitely worth considering. Again, every household situation is different. But if you have the information, you can make an educated decision. Let's talk just a little bit about long-term care expenses. Everyone knows those are potential exposures that we face. But I think there's some good news in this area, Tony. Insurance companies are known for innovation, and over the past several years, they've brought to market updated versions of the traditional long-term care plans. But they've also incorporated lifetime benefits into traditional life insurance policies. You know, when a specific criteria is met, a lot of insurance policies, life insurance policies now, allow you to access a percentage of the death benefit before you die. And you can use that death benefit to cover some of the long-term care expenses. It usually does not require confinement. It's usually a 2 of 6 activities of daily living. So you don't have to die anymore to collect on these newer versions of life insurance. And so that's something to certainly keep in mind. Now, I want to cover one of the top concerns for many retirees, and that's the possibility of running out of money before the end of life. And just as insurance companies have brought innovative solutions to long-term care, they've done the same when it comes to income products, specifically annuities. And I know that an annuity might be a bad word sometimes, but that, I think, is because of misunderstandings, or maybe someone misused a product in a situation in the past. But you know, today's annuities can guarantee a lifetime income benefit for one or both spouses without annuitizing the contract. Mm. And here's the key. Even if the account balance goes to zero, the lifetime guaranteed benefit continues. And you can't do that with a mutual fund. You can't do that with an ETF or a stock portfolio. When those balances get to zero, the check stops. And I think when used properly, an annuity with the guaranteed lifetime income rider can provide a measure of financial assurance. Now, before you add one of these products to your portfolio, please, please, please make sure you gather all the product information. You know, the design, the features, the benefit triggers, the costs, the fees. And as someone who's been in this business for over four decades now, I can tell you there can be a significant difference in these products and how they're designed and the features and the benefits.
Yeah, there you go. And that's a lot of information, Mike, but it's important. And I remember you saying in previous shows that a lot of your clients like to guarantee a certain amount of monthly income, right? So often the amount of the fixed monthly living expenses, that seems to make a lot of sense. What's the last reminder for today?
Well, I'm sorry we're running out of time here, but I got about a minute or so. This is a really important one to me personally, Tony, and we've mentioned this before on our show. We actually had a special guest on last year from the Biblically Responsible Investment Institute. But here's the question. What about the moral aspects of our investment portfolio? Do we know what we own? Do we know what those corporations are doing on a day-to-day basis? What types of things are they promoting? What types of things are they advocating? What types of products are they using? And I think that's just an important thing for us to know. So we offer a portfolio screening service that will identify corporate activities. And just maybe you own stock in a company that's doing things that aren't consistent with your morals, your ethics, your conscience, your beliefs, or maybe your faith traditions. So we do offer that portfolio screening service, and if necessary, we can help you reallocate funds so that you're not profiting from certain activities whenever the stock price goes up or whenever they pay a dividend. Well, we're running out of time here. Everyone, I appreciate so much you tuning in. Again, my number is 812-787-0809. If there's anything you heard on today's show, please give me a call. And a call to action here. Anybody that calls and requests the portfolio screening, I'm going to send you a copy of Robert Netzley's book on biblically responsible investing. His last name is Netzly. His book was released in 2018 and ranked number one on the bestseller categories. On various bestseller categories. So if that's an important issue for you, please give me a call. Again, the number is 812-787-0809.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike. Great show today. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Retirement Talk with Mike Graber. Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, The Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and features may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information can contained here and is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.